This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Oscar triumph.
Oppenheimer. Yes.
Criticizing Netanyahu.
He's hurting Israel more than helping Israel.
Chaos in Haiti.
Gangs control over 80% of the capital.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hollywood's big night, the 96th Academy Awards. Nichelle Turner of Entertainment Tonight has our report.
Best picture.
Hollywood legend Al Pacino removed all the suspense when he skipped naming the 10 films nominated for Best Picture.
And Maria, I see Oppenheimer.
And going right to the winner.
I have been dreaming about this moment for so long.
The film pulled in an impressive 7 total Academy Awards.
Christopher Nolan Oppenheimer.
Including Best Director for Christopher Nolan and Best Actor Cillian Murphy.
I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
And for Robert Downey Jr. as Best Supporting Actor.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood.
While Oppenheimer reigned, its summer box office rival Barbie also commanded respect. Barbie's only Oscar of the night went to Billie Eilish and Brother Phineas for Best Original Song. I'm just But Gosling stole the show, donning a bedazzled pink suit to perform Barbie's chart-topping song, I'm Just Ken. Just Ken. Gosling and his Ken dancers electrified the crowd and even triggered a wardrobe malfunction for Emma Stone.
My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken.
Stone winning Best Actress for Poor Things. Davine Joy Randolph was overcome with emotion, winning for Best Supporting Actress for playing a grieving mother in The Holdovers.
For so long, I've always wanted to be different. And now I realize I just need to be myself.
Outside the Dolby Theater in L.A. Protests over Israel's war in Gaza slowed the arrival for some stars on the red carpet. In the Mideast, Israel's prime minister is pushing back against President Biden's comment that Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than he's helping it. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Amid the mounting humanitarian crisis in Gaza, Israel plans to invade Rafah, a Hamas stronghold, but also a refuge to more than 1 million Palestinians. President Biden was asked if that would be a red line.
There's no red line. I'm going to cut off all weapons. But there's red lines that if it crosses, and you cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed his military will go to Rafah regardless.
I have a red line. You know what the red line is?
that October 7th doesn't happen again.
This week marks the start of Ramadan, the Islamic holy month, a time of prayer and fasting, but in recent years, violence as well, over Israeli restrictions on accessing Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem. Samer Sinijlawi is an activist with the Palestinian political party Fatah.
I wish the Americans would be able to put more pressure in the coming few days. It's a ticking bomb situation.
It's a ticking time bomb.
Nobody can tell you what could happen.
New moves by the U.S. to help Americans still in Haiti as gangs in the country seize more control. CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
Desperation in Haiti, where U.N. officials say around 15,000 people have been displaced in roughly the last week amid the latest spike in gang violence. Missing from action, Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has been staying in Puerto Rico since last Tuesday. Some in Haiti's capital of Port-au-Prince, including gang leaders, have called for his ouster. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the military had conducted an operation to fortify the American embassy in Port-au-Prince and evacuate non-essential personnel.
The U.S. embassy is actually located in a crossroads of about three powerful gangs.
Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. She said Haiti is near collapse.
Port-au-Prince itself is basically landlocked by gangs that control all of the major roads out of the capital.
The blue and yellow flag of Sweden was raised at NATO's Brussels headquarters today. The country is the alliance's newest and 32nd member. Britain's Princess Kate has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family photo released by the palace. CBS's Holly Williams.
Released by the palace yesterday, the photograph of Kate and her three young children is the first official image we've seen of the princess since she underwent abdominal surgery in January. But now several news agencies, including Reuters and the Associated Press, have withdrawn the new photo from publication, one saying it's been manipulated by the source. The agencies have strict rules about altering images.
The Associated Press pointed to blurring around Princess Charlotte's wrist, where part of her sweater looks to have been altered. And other outlets have called attention to the misalignment of Kate's zipper, as evidence the photo was changed.
The palace may have been attempting to reassure the public with the new photo of the popular princess, apparently taken by her husband. But instead, it's created more headlines and more questions.
China's National Congress has concluded its annual session with a show of near unanimous support for the ruling Communist Party's blueprint for the year.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
A top Al-Qaeda leader is dead, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He was the head of Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch. Khalid al-Batarfi had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head after leading the group in the Arabian Peninsula, the branch considered one of the most dangerous in the world. It isn't clear how he died. The militant group showed a video of him wrapped in a white funeral shroud and Al-Qaeda's black and white flag.
13 passengers were hospitalized, among 50 who were hurt after a technical problem on a LATAM flight from Australia to New Zealand caused the Boeing Dreamliner to dip violently over the Tasman Sea. The plane landed without incident. Here at home, CBS's Matt Piper tells us.
The Justice Department is investigating that Alaska Airlines door blowout from January. Investigators have contacted some passengers and crew, including pilots and flight attendants, who were on the flight. Part of the investigation, whether anything that led up to or contributed to that malfunction could affect the deferred prosecution agreement aircraft manufacturing giant Boeing entered into with the Justice Department in 2021.
There's an investigation in Indonesia after both pilots during a flight on a local airline in late January fell asleep for about half an hour. The plane went off course, but no one was hurt. The pilots were temporarily suspended.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have?
or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Credit card rewards can be rewarding, but they can distract from paying off big debt.
The survey finds 2 in 3 Americans with credit card debt are chasing credit card rewards.
Everybody loves credit card rewards, right? It's great to get free trips and free hotel stays and cash back.
But Ted Rossman of Bankrate.com says, here's the catch.
The problem is that the average credit card rate is a record high, 20.75%. And most rewards payouts are something in the 1, 2, maybe 5 or 6% range if you're lucky.
Rossman says chasing credit card rewards while accruing debt is like running on a backward moving treadmill. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Hope appears to be fading along Florida's Gulf Coast as authorities have struggled to help a sperm whale stranded on a sandbar off Venice. At last word, efforts to reach the whale to administer a sedative had failed. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.